Shabbos Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel 5:3. Uvama eino yotza. Now, what are things that an animal may not go out with on Shabbos into Rishus HaRabim because it's considered to be something that it's carrying, and that would be Israel from the Torah. Lo yetze gamal b'mututeles. The camel can't go out with its mututeles. The bartender learns it means it's some kind of rag tied to the tail of the donkey, of the camel, to be some sort of identifying feature. So it's just dragging around this rag on its tail. That's considered to be a matzoi. It's a burden. Lo akud. The camel can't be akud. Like the word akedat Yitzchak, the binding of Yitzchak. This is binding. It's taking the front and back legs of the, like say the right front and right hind leg of the camel and tying them together to restrict the animal's movement. The idea being that it can't run away because it's sort of hobbled like that. But that's considered to be an unfair, excessive restraint on the camel. And that being the case, it can't be done before Shabbos to walk around like that. Velo ragul, it also can't be ragul. Ragul means that the camel's leg is tied up. Like, imagine, so to speak, on your arm, tying your wrist to your shoulder so that your arm is bent in half. The point is the animal essentially is then forced to walk on three legs and therefore can't run away, but that's considered excessive and therefore a burden and therefore it can't be done for the camel on Shabbos. V'chein shar kol behemos, that prohibition against ragul, against binding up the leg, applies to all animals because in any animal that will be an excessive restraint and therefore a burden on the animal. Lo yikshor gmalim zebeze v'yimshoch, you're not allowed to make a caravan of camels where each camel is tied to the one in front of it and then lead all the camels in line, as is customary to do, but not on Shabbos. The reason why is because it looks like you're taking those camels to market. And there was a separate prohibition against looking like you're marketing the camels. Aval machnas chaval mitoch yado v'yimshoch. What you could do is you have five camels, you can't put them in a row of five, but you could have five separate ropes attached to five different camels, and then take all five ropes and put them into your one hand and lead the camels like that, not in in serial and series, but in parallel, one besides the next. That would be okay, because it doesn't look like you're taking them to market. Bartender speaks out, it's important that the ropes aren't so long that they dangle to the ground, because then it looks like you are carrying ropes in your hand. Therefore, it should be that the ropes are more than a tefach off the ground. And the Mishnah ends off by saying, if you're using the ropes that are there attached to camels in your hand all at once, you have to be careful of a totally different issue, not a Shabbos issue, but potentially a shotness issue. Shotness is the prohibition against wearing wool and linen garments together. Now, for shotness to be a problem, it has to be that the single garment is comprised of both wool and linen components, which means if you have a rope which is just wool and a rope that is just linen, there's no shotness potential here. But let's say you had one rope which is a woolen rope and one rope which was a linen rope, and they were both restraining two separate camels, and let's say you double knotted them together so they could be bound together, that would make now the combined ropes be a shotness potentially a problem. And then if a person derives warmth by unwrapping himself or the ropes around his hand, let's say, so then that would be conferring the benefits of wearing, and it's forbidden since it's wool linen bound together, and that would be a problem of shotness. And therefore the Mishnah says, ubilvad, if you're going to lead the multiple camels in parallel by having the multiple ropes in your hand, be careful shelo yichroch, that they're not tied. Now, some learn it means tied one to the other, because, like I explained before, that to be the wool and linen would have to be tied together. And some understand it means that it's bound around your hand, wrapped around your hand, because, again, the separate issue is holding wool linens on a problem. It's deriving a benefit from it and being wrapped around your hand. So you'd have to have either both those things in effect. In other words, it has to be that the ropes are somehow attached to one another and then wrapped around your hand. According to many, this is only going to be an issue according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a davar she'eino miskaven, if you do something which is not a prohibition which you don't intend to do, it's still a problem, says Rabbi Yehuda. We discussed this back in Melech's Machsheves, but this is very important to emphasize over here. Rabbi Yehuda says davar she'eino miskaven is a problem and it's forbidden, and Rabbi Shimon says it's not a problem and permitted. That is a machlokas we discussed by Melech's Machsheves in the introduction to Shabbos, but important to realize. We're not talking about Shabbos here at all. We're talking about a separate Isser of Shotness, has nothing to do with Shabbos at all. And the Machlokas, if a Davar She'eino Miskaven is a problem, is a Machlokas that pervades Kol HaTorah Kula. Rabbi Shimon says it's never a problem, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's always a problem. And therefore many learn this is just going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon would disagree. Others say no. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees that a Davar She'eino Miskaven is a problem where it's a Pasik Reisha, that means not literally, but idiomatically means it's inevitable that the prohibition will occur. So the point here is, if you're wrapping wool, linen, ropes around your hand and it's cold outside, whether you intend to get benefit from the ropes, because certainly not intending to wear the ropes as clothing, but you actually will be getting the benefit of your hands staying warmer. And since that's a psik resha, it's inevitable that you'll get benefit as if you're wearing those ropes. So then even Rabbi Shimon would agree that in such a scenario, you have a problem of shatness if you have wool and linen ropes together. The halacha is going to be machlokas in general if Darshan Shimon's covenant is a problem. But bottom line is here, since it's probably psik resha, everyone would agree it is forbidden to do to wrap your wool and linen around your hand, as described, as I said before, in the Mishnah.